This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This episode of All Fantasy, everything is brought to you by AeroPress. Now, let me paint a picture for you. You bought an amazing, delicious smelling bag of coffee beans. You get home, you're stoked. You make the coffee and it just isn't what you're feeling. You know, it's a bad cup. AeroPress coffee, however, uses a patented brew method. That's right. You didn't think I knew about brew methods, but I do. It gets all the purest flavor that you could imagine out of those beans, and it speeds things up so coffee doesn't get over-extracted. It's going to give you a smooth, it's going to give you a rich, it's going to give you a bitter-free cup of coffee that tastes as good as the smell, if not better. And that's what we're all shooting for. You know what I mean? AeroPress, it's like a French press that makes a way better cup of coffee. AeroPress uses a patented 3-in-1 brew technology, again, with my brew technology knowledge. It's going to combine the flavor benefits of espresso, pour over, and French press into one compact, tiny little portable device built for travel. I got one. I have traveled with it. It is in the cupboard right now, barely taking up any space. You get a completely unique, delicious cup of coffee wherever you go, only possible with an AeroPress. With over 55,000 five-star ratings in over 60 countries, that's almost more countries than I thought existed. AeroPress is the best reviewed coffee press on the planet at just under $50. And with all of those great reviews, AeroPress makes an exceptional gift. It's thoughtful, it's proven, tasty, and travel oriented. I'm all those things as well. Who wouldn't love that as a gift? Gift receipt, not needed. No one's going to take it back. Get on it. AeroPress is shockingly affordable, less than $50. And we've got an incredible offer for our audience. Visit aeropress.com/allfantasy. Again, that's AEROPRESS.com/allfantasy and use the promo code allfantasy to save 20% off of your order. That's aeropress.com/allfantasy and be sure to use the code allfantasy at checkout to save 20%. It is time to ditch the drive-through, toss the French press and say yes to better mornings fueled by better coffee. AeroPress ships to the USA and over 60 countries around the world. And we thank AeroPress for sponsoring our show.
This is All Fantasy Everything, the podcast where we fantasy draft anything and everything from birds to hangover cures to fictional characters you'd want to date. Today, Sean Jordan, David Borey, and I are drafting flavors because there's never a bad time to draft flavors. Let's be honest. And more importantly, let's get into it. Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that recently put out a candle, and man, it smells good. Oh, man.
That'll happen.
Just that 15 seconds after you put a candle out, get out of town.
Oh, like after you snuff it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels the same way when you end a life.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Is that how we're starting this?
Yeah, that's how you're starting it.
What are we, 2 minutes in?
Holy cow. No. It's like quick 2 minutes. That was like 15 seconds.
We're 15 seconds in.
Well, we got to let the newcomers know what we're about.
Yeah, that's true. Death rattles. Welcome to death rattle.
Welcome to death rattle. Welcome to death rattle.
A lot of death grips and grave diggers. That's mainly what we listen to.
It goes.
And David listens to Crazy Town sometimes, which is weird, but who am I to judge?
You have to, but the B-sides.
I'm in Crazy Town.
The deep cuts.
The deep cuts.
The Crazy Town deep cuts is where that music comes alive, man.
I actually listen to the Butterfly remix with Blink 182.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't. A lot of people haven't heard of that.
You got, like, a lot of people don't know. They have songs about all sorts of bugs. Like, Butterfly's just the tip of the iceberg.
That wasn't even good. Listen to Praying Mantis.
Yeah, Praying Mantis.
You want to hear bars? You want to hear bars?
Praying Mantis is where it's at.
Yeah.
They got this fucking 18-minute ballad called Ladybug. And, like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude. Oh, yeah. Roly Poly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a great song. It's about body image.
That's a feminist anthem, yeah. Sean, would you like to volunteer a bug that perhaps Crazy Town pretend made a song about?
Centipede.
There it is.
Okay. I wish they could see what weird shit you just did with your hands.
Is centipede the right answer?
That's correct.
Yeah, I tell you, doing this with your hands was not right. They can't see, but it was weird.
Centipede.
Well,
For those listening, it was sort of a Jeff Goldblum. It was half Jeff Goldblum, half like Groucho Marx holding a cigar, like finger
yeah,
boom.
It looked Centipede. Like he was playing, holding a cigar that was also a flute that he yeah. was playing.
He was summoning a centipede while he said centipede.
Mm-hmm.
Sean is wearing, of course, a polo shirt and sweatpants right now. Let's get into it.
Dude, it's tough when you put that on and you're like, fuck, man, I feel great. I feel good in it. And it's a slippery slope, I think.
I'm not hearing the problem.
I can't wear this a lot of... If this is ever done, I can't just be... This can't be who I am now.
You can wear that to a pet store.
I could. I could wear it to a grocery outlet.
Pet funeral. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Pet funeral, grocery outlet, pet store.
Anywhere that has concrete floors.
A strip club, I could probably wear it to.
Concrete floor. If you started playing cricket, I feel like you could wear that to play cricket.
Handball court.
Cricket wireless store, you could wear it into.
Oh, yeah. Go in and like compare, like, well, T-Mobile's got me on the hook for this, and just like try to get a little bidding war going between cricket and T-Mobile for my prepaids and my jitterbug.
I saw two old dudes going at it at the handball court the other day.
Just blowing each other.
Old dudes love handball. Dudes, they were having sex.
These guys were blowing each other hard.
I just saw two dudes. They were really fucking.
I caught them and they were mad at me, so I just kept walking. I was like,
I couldn't explain this to Laura the right way, but the other night in the group thread, somebody said they were going to do a Stone Cold Stunner, and I was like, well, I'm going to do a Cold Stone Stunner. And in my head, the visual was, I said I was going to go in and get an ice cream headache and piss my pants while I was screaming. And the visual on that had me in bed laughing so much to where she's like, what are you laughing at? And I was like, well, imagine if I went in and tried to get an ice cream headache and then pissed my pants and screamed out loud as hard as I could. And I called it a Cold Stone Stunner.
What time of the night is this that?
It was like 10:30. You guys were all up.
I was awake, so couldn't have been that late. What are you just like housing ice cream until you get an ice cream headache?
I was like,
you pee your pants?
Yeah, like I bring in a football helmet and I was like, fill it up, and then I just start shoveling it in.
Wait, you bring in a football helmet? What the fuck are you talking? That's part of the fantasy?
It's nonsense, man. I've been doing some weird shit in my mind.
You have. I like it. I'm all for it.
It's great. Yeah, you're up there in Portland. Like, you're in the Galapagos, man. You're on your own island and you're evolving in your own way right now.
Yeah.
I like that weird shit in your mind is just you eating ice cream out of athletic equipment.
Yeah.
The screaming and peeing my pants part was the funny part to me.
In this scenario, do you give them a dollar so they have to tip, like sing the tip song too?
Yeah,
and, like ring the bell and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Is there a tip song in Cold Stone?
Yo, what?
I haven't been to a Cold Stone in years.
Yeah,
I don't really eat a lot of ice cream.
Yeah, me neither.
If you tip them, I don't either anymore, but if you tip them, they ring a bell or whatever, and then they have a whole thing where they like bang their mixers on the counter and stuff. I don't know how the song goes, but yeah, they got one.
Okay.
Do you? Do any of you?
I just told you I didn't even know what the practice was.
The practice is a spinoff of Grey's Anatomy, of which I've seen 82 episodes of so far.
The practice is a spinoff of Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah, you find out pretty deep into season 3, I think, that there's going to be a spinoff called Private Practice.
Damn.
So now I got to watch that.
Damn, son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're 82 episodes into Grey's Anatomy?
And I've cooled out in the last week, yeah. If I didn't hit
what
the brakes, I'd be on 100. It means I'd be on 100 if I didn't pump the brakes a little bit. But Queer Eye came out. What do you expect?
I haven't watched the new Queer Eye yet.
Oh, it's so
good. I haven't
watched
it either.
It's fantastic.
Is it better than the old ones? Because the old ones were amazing.
No, I don't think you get better than like season one is just so... I just wasn't ready for how much I was going to cry during all that. So I don't, you know, you can't like get hit again with it. But it's still
really,
really good.
It's definitely not dry eye for the straight guy. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely not. Wet eyes
for the
straight guy.
Dry eye for the straight guy.
Queer eyes make Sean cry. I remember when we were like, it was you when you and Zach both lived in the Fortress of Solitudes. We were watching it.
Yeah,
and all three of us in three separate chairs were crying, but like not looking at each other. But like we all knew we were like
we're all,
fucking
we're
like
all sniffling. Like yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not an ill word spoken. We
this
we
is
knew
when
the
you
drill.
Cry. I love that show. What were we talking about? Saving for the.
I was telling Sean's, that story about
Sean,
how I cooked
Sean,
up.
Sean killing a Nazi.
I cooked up the fantasy where. I was walking around the neighborhood.
Explain
I was listening. I was listening to the new Run the Jewels. It was the day it came out. And there's a song in there called "Ground Below." I want to say, and it fucking slaps. And yeah. I was in a, you know, it's tense lately, and I'm walking around, and like I did notice that my chest was like undulating, like I was like knocking to the beat, and I had it looked now it looked like David just fell out of a chair.
No, it fell off the books I was propping it up on.
It's because of the static bat and the Zoom background.
Yeah, we can't see your background, so it looked like you fell and not your computer. That was awesome. Anyway, I cooked up this whole scenario in my head because I was feeling tough, and I was like, man, I wish some dude would just, like, some Nazi dude would come pull up and hop out of the car with a gun pointed at me, and I'd be like, and this is what in my head I was going to say. I was going to say, put that gun down, we'll see what time it is, you fucking coward, in my
well,
head.
You need to say it like you planned on saying it. Here it is. I'm going to pull the blicky out, and you say it to me.
I didn't plan on telling this story. It was embarrassing.
I don't care.
I'm telling
it's too late now. I'm going to pull it out on you, and you say it. All right, ready?
All right.
So you walk around undulating.
I'm going to laugh.
Walk around undulating.
Say something to me first, like, don't just pull the gun out. All right,
okay.
I'm gonna laugh.
I'm a Nazi!
Why don't you put that gun down, fucking coward? We'll see what time it is. I can't.
Why don't you pick your words better, mushmouth bitch?
Why don't you put that fucking gun down, nephew? We'll see what time it is real quick.
Why don't both of you put your guns down? Yeah, you didn't count on me showing up, dude. I'm Irish in this scenario.
With your tanks and your bombs and your bombs.
Why don't
and
you
my guns.
Put the guns down and kiss, dying. Boys. Kiss, boys. Nice.
I'll give you each $100 to kiss.
I say, this is a crazy block.
That would be...
Portland's changed a lot, man, in the last 10 years.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Sean S. Jordan on Twitter. Sean Cougar Melon Jordan on Instagram, for God's sake.
Oh, the other story I was going to tell. That's right. Yeah. I said I'd save this. I once recorded my... Oh, that's right. So just to one of them. I once recorded myself singing Murder Was the Case, and I gave it to a girl in sixth grade as a gift. Like, hey,
that's
look,
right.
Look how hard I am.
Were you courting her?
I liked her. I forget her last name. It was Tammy something. Not my, all my friends listening, not the Tammy you're thinking. It was a different Tammy. But pretty, I grew up in a white ghetto. I'll save it for you. I knew multiple Tammys.
I wasn't going to even say that. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know anything about the name Tammy.
So, yeah.
How did you send it to her? Was it through CD?
It was a cassette. We didn't have CDs when I was 12. So that's just crazy
they
talk.
Existed. The Sioux Falls
they existed. CDs. I was too busy. I was too busy buying Levi's silver tabs as big as they would make them. So I sang that and I gave it to a girl, but it reminded me we were at a New Year's party one time, and I think I want to say it was Can't See Me, that Tupac song, Can't See Me.
Which way did he go, George? Yeah. Which way did he go?
The one with George Clinton. And we were at my friend Corey, who's the DJ for Soul Crate, which is a hip-hop group from Sioux Falls, and they're fantastic. But I was like, it was a New Year's Eve, and I was like, hey, can we go in the booth? I want to try to rap something. He's like, yeah, sure. So he had the instrumental for Can't See Me, and I was like, all right, I'll do it without the words I can't say, because I knew it well enough, so I did it. So we go down there, just the two of us. I get in the booth. I start rapping. For real. Like, I was not joking because I wanted to hear how it sounded. By the time I was done with the first verse, I opened up the booth door. The whole party was now down there laughing at me because they could hear me as loud as you can. They could just hear me trying to rap. And I came out and I could not get, these are like my best friends in the world, and I could not get through them fast enough. He's still got it. I've asked him for it a couple times. I bet he's still got it. And if he does,
tell him I will give him $1,000.
Yeah. I will match that. Yeah, absolutely.
I'll hit him up. I've done it a couple times, but he's pretty good about saving shit. So yeah, that I tried to rap. That was the one time where I was like, I'm really going to try.
How'd that party end?
Oh, I don't know. I was rapping. So what do you think ended up at the party? I don't know what happened.
You kind of got to go home after you're done.
The party hasn't ended. The party hasn't really ended for Sean after that.
Happening, man.
That's when it happened. That's when it started. Louis Weymouth, who's been on this podcast, so you guys know, he one of his things he likes to do is like say, sing as well as you can. Like pick a song right now. Like give me your best like singing voice. And
it's a fun way to tell if people
are scary.
Well, yeah, but if like I always tell people to do their best Yoda impersonation because it's the same thing where you can, someone's either like, no, I can't do that, and they get embarrassed.
Singing is like a little
that
different.
The same thing.
I'm trying to think of a song to try to
sing. Everybody, Yoda is not embarrassing if you blow it.
Yeah. Blow it, you might. You know, like, whatever. That's fine.
We talking about that. Those two guys on the handball court again, huh?
Screaming features I like.
Just going at it on the handball court.
I know I've told you guys this, but I once went in a booth, a kiosk, and recorded myself singing God Must Have Spent a Little More Time on You to give a VHS copy to my girlfriend in high school. And I tried as hard as I could.
Yo, I feel like you have enough of these you going in the booth stories that we might just got to get you in the booth.
I think we do.
Like, yeah. I feel like it's happened too many times for it to be some sort of, like, silly coincidence.
Yeah, you want to be in that booth.
I do. I want to be the deep voice guy on Too Thick. So if you two would get in the booth.
I think you want to be the rap guy on whatever your album is called.
I do.
Dave and I are getting jerked around by Arista Records. So, like, that's all smoothed out.
Yeah. You want to hear too Thick? Maybe talk to Clive Davis.
Yeah, get Clive on the horn, all right?
Because I said it. I fucking said it.
He doesn't even pick up my phone calls anymore, because when he does...
You know who's texting? Jimmy Iovine.
Iovine's on the... like a jerk-off over here. What am I, just some jerk-off to you?
That's why I said to Clive. I said, Clive, quit. Clive. Clive, it's Carmel. I know you know that, all right? Now quit ripping my dick off and let us put this song out.
I told him, I said, Clive, more like Jive Records. You know what
That's
I mean? What the fuck are you talking about?
I was in the other room, but I heard him say it.
Yeah, and then I was like, hey, they don't pull this shit at Columbia Rough House.
No. Ooh, You got him, dude. You got him.
I said, get your hand off my dick before you rip it off and let us put this on. Man, I'm playing hardball with them left and right, you know? I know how the music industry works. I'm trying to rip my dick off. I'm trying to put...
One that you used to say that always got me was sucking off. Yeah, it's two guys on the handball court getting sucked off.
Fucking sucking off. I've been sucking off Clive. I've been sucking off Clive Davis for like 6 months trying to get this album out. Finally, I friggin' snapped. I don't know.
I like the idea of that doing business is just talking about different oral. I'm over here. I'm double clicking the mouse of every executive at fucking Arista Records.
I got LA Reid on my fucking Ring doorbell thing right now. I'm talking to him on my Ring doorbell. I got friggin' Clive Davis ripping my dick off on the speakerphone.
Meanwhile, Adele's wanting me to drink out of her water bowl. I don't know what's going on.
We're just trying to put a friggin' dadgum record out, for God's sake. I mean,
what
God.
Do I gotta do? Do I gotta do the butterfly technique to get Ludacris to drop a guest verse? I gotta butterfly this dude. I'm writing my name on his clit. I'm spelling the alphabet.
Hand me my dick back so I can sew it on and sing this fucking song, Clive Davis. So that's just what the music industry is like. I know people have been wondering where the track is, but that's just a little taste.
I'm gonna listen to one of these one day, and it's gonna be so funny. Which one? I'm just like, yeah, that's what I do.
Carmel is listening right now.
They're different.
Ivan might be listening. He's been listening lately. Shout out to Ivan.
What up, Ivan?
Ivan.
God, he rules.
So you have nothing to promote. Nobody does. Nothing. You know.
I'll be getting more flasks. I emailed about flasks the other day. So, you know, those will be on the site pretty soon. Who doesn't want a flask in quarantine? They go together hand in hand, you know? So anyway, I'll talk about it. But that's coming up. Otherwise,
the album's called The Buck Starts Here, and it's available where, Sean?
On a Special Thing Records. Thank you, bud, for bringing that
up. You're a special thing.
You guys are all special things. I'm pretty excited about it.
I'm pretty my dick off. Let me host this podcast.
Yeah.
Throw your dick in an alligator's mouth. You keep talking to me like that.
God's sake.
David Boyd, he's slurping my Mai Tai. I'm trying to handle some business.
All right, fucking quit eating my box, Clyde Davis.
Yeah.
Quit eating my box.
Maybe if you had a little bit of less French onion in that soup, I'd chug it down faster. You know what I mean?
David.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know.
My stomach ache just got so much worse.
That's because you're drinking syrup.
It is not because I'm drinking syrup.
Not at all. Just so the listeners are clear, yes, you are. You're drinking grape Safeway Select. Is it Safeway Select?
Signature Select, dude.
Signature Select. So grocery store brand grape soda.
It says artificially right on it. That's how dumb they think the people that buy this soda are, where they're like, what do you mean? Oh, yeah, it is artificially flavored. Yeah, you
all right, so it's not real grapes.
You get
there.
The rest of the case.
I don't know what those seeds were then. David Boy, the Jesus Island on Twitter. Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. How are you doing, my friend?
Tough times, but you know, onward and upward. We do what we can.
Tough times, dude.
They keep we do what to we gotta do out. Till we get back on our feet. That's what I say.
That's right. Absolutely. Do you have anything? Do you have? Where can people fuck with you right now?
I think you can. I think maybe you can buy my half hour somewhere.
Go buy it.
I got a TV show with Will Smith coming out soon.
Yeah.
You know, donate to BLM or whatever thing for the cause you want to do. I'm not on anything. I can't remember. I don't, it's a strange time. I don't know. I'm not working.
Who that's fucking right. knows?
You're on two computers is what you're on. Fucking that's right.
Dog. Come on. Look at me.
Log
I'm
out.
Hacking. I'm a hacker.
Speaking of donating to Black Lives Matter, thank you to the all family who matched our donations. That was
came
really
through,
cool,
guys.
That was really
family,
cool.
The family shows up whenever they're called upon. It's a good family.
And there were, you know, I saw there were a few, like, I tried to respond to as many as I could. I saw there were a few people who were like, sorry, it's only $10 or it's only $5 or whatever. Listen, we know, I mean, people are in different places economically. Giving anything is fucking sick. So, like, if for you real. Gave what you can, man, like, don't. Like, please don't feel bad about any of that. It was really amazing and cool, and it's what we should be doing. So fucking shout out to y'all.
True story.
I also have a question. Are you allowed to be a hacker if you can't type fast?
Like a hunt and peck hacker?
I had a dream that I was a hacker, and then my first thought when I woke up was that I can't type fast.
You got to watch Swordfish. He's over there, got a gun to his head, getting sucked off trying to do
it. Sucked off.
Trying to hack.
That movie, I thought that's what the internet was like for a minute.
I remember that in Swordfish where he goes, go blow him. And you're like, what in the world? That would.
And then John Travolta is just, I think it would be hard to do anything if John Travolta's watching me get blown.
Yeah, man.
I couldn't blow my load if John Travolta's watching me get blown.
No way. No.
All these made up terms. Oh, yeah, it's a double snake encryption. Black uh-huh. side with the undertow. And you're like, well, I don't think this is real.
It's a Domino's pizza double cake thick flip. I have to reroute the I don't even know enough about computers to fake.
Gotta cut the hard line.
He was saying crazy shit, and then he was always like, "The McTwist is spiraling." And
you're it's
like,
a Mitsubishi Galant. Shit,
the ovens are in.
Secure the payload. Secure the payload now before she's done sucking you off.
I've unlocked the Cheech, but the Chong is still encrypted. I don't know what to do.
Oh, that happens to me all the time.
Yeah, the Chong is always encrypted. The Chong is encrypted.
There's that hacker website. You guys mess with that every now and again?
Well, Hacker Typer?
Yeah, it's fun.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
I don't even
you ever
know
go on
is.
There, David? Type in Hacker Typer, do a Google search, and it'll bring up like a blank, like a DOS-looking screen, and you just start pounding buttons, and it does like hacker shit. It's dope.
Anything you type, it makes it look like you're hacking into the mainframe. Uh-huh. It's amazing.
Oh, that's exciting.
And you can just start pounding keys like you're all fast and dope, and then, you know, this time.
I don't even understand. Can you hack with Firefox? Do I got to get something different?
See, I don't even know. I don't even know that first thing about it. I have no idea.
You don't even
Carissa
need to hack.
Knows,
you
can, but she's not saying shit. That's why she's in Canada.
Yeah, I'm not saying shit.
She's hired up with the FBI.
Is she in Canada or is she in the mainframe?
That's
yeah. It took me a long time to get it out. It took me a long time.
Here's a little free piece of advice for you. Go to redtube.com and hack into a good time, my friend. You can do that for free. You don't need
again,
skills or anything.
You are
RedTube. What is this, 99? You're going to RedTube?
You got to remember where he's at on his journey.
You're going to get viruses on your iMac. You keep going to RedTube.
It's an eMac, and it's right behind
you. Stop downloading shit on LimeWire. No, Willie Nelson didn't do a song with Lil Wayne. Dude. Don't download it.
Go on to Morpheus and type in nude shower sex.
You know I do Bear Share.
LimeWire.
Go on to Kazaa and type in Ferrari Bone and see what happens.
Well, that's my mixtape.
Ferrari Bone. I'm Ian Carmel, at Ian Carmel on Twitter, at Ian Carmel on Instagram, at Ian Carmel on Jewish is the first part. Oh God. Jewish. Get hold there. On. I'm not gonna look at my phone.
Push that shit out.
Get it.
Push fucking that shit out.
Get it.
Jewish.
Get.
Jewish Amtrak app.
There it is.
There the only is. Train we'll take anymore.
Jamtrak.
That's right. Jamtrak. Jamtrak. Damn it. It's the Blue Star Line. It's fucking beautiful. It's beautiful.
Was Jamtrak also? Wasn't that like one of those cell phone ringtone plans?
Oh,
Jamtrak Mobile for Soulja Boy on your phone.
It was. It was one of the ones that had commercials.
Yeah, and then jam, like that gummy bear song.
Yeah, Jam Back or Jam something.
I don't remember.
Jim Jam. You don't remember that?
You'd get like Crazy Frog, and you'd get like yeah. You'd get like other weird ones. Yeah,
I'm a gummy bear. Oh yes, a gummy bear. You guys don't remember that?
I remember.
I don't
that.
Know what you're talking about.
You don't remember the Jamster? It was Jamster.
Yeah,
it was Jamster.
It
get
was
a Jamster
you get
pack.
Ringtones.
Yeah,
yeah, a bunch of shit.
I just sounded like so old. Where you get ringtones?
Ringtones? There's somebody probably still living fat off his Jamster money, you know? Like I bet that.
I think his name is T-Pain.
It's probably. Yeah. Oh, T-Pain did make hella like.
I think during that like short era, they were getting really paid off of ringtones.
You gotta get it. You gotta get it however you can.
That's
awesome. When ringtones.
I make most of my money off ringtones nowadays too.
Yeah.
Pick up your phone. Like it's just like that.
Yeah. You gotta go to work.
Hey. Ooh, it's time to wake up.
Man,
ooh.
Oh, God. If
ooh,
you
it's
just
time for you to get out of bed.
Get as close to Zach's ear as you can and do that. Oh, my God. It'd be funny.
He sleeps with two machetes, dude. I can't get anywhere near him.
Yeah.
He probably sleeps in the driveway, man. Kids out there.
He sleeps awake. You know what I'm talking
about? He's getting tan.
Is he?
I saw him the other day. He's olive.
Yeah, and it's he's like, never worn a shirt less. It's amazing.
Yeah, I wouldn't either, man.
Yeah.
Man's the color of like cookie dough right now.
That's so dank. I like
it. Beautiful. He's as beautiful as ever. I have something to watch Game On CBS Wednesdays at 8:00.
Yes.
Good. If you tuned in last night, you saw me dancing with the Laker girls with James Corden and Venus Williams and Rob Gronkowski. So,
well, you call him Gronk because you guys are so tight, right?
Yeah, you
call
him Gronk and Venus. Yeah, we're good friends.
Yeah, the one that aired last week was the one that I was at, and you're very good at it, man. I tried to take myself out like we don't know each other, and you're just good at it. So, good job. Good on you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And also, if you guys are on here, and maybe you have a CBS code that you want to share with somebody, and you could tweet that out, because you can't stream it unless you
it's on CBS's website. You can.
I do. I'll text you mine.
Text me that, Sean.
I will. Well, remind me when
do
we're
it right
done with
now,
this.
So I know you're gonna do it.
My plane's parked outside. My phone's in airplane mode, and I will be taking it out afterwards. But I will text you.
Sean's recording from a blimp. Now we are gathered here today. Not only to talk about that kind of podcast, by the way, we are gathered here today not only to talk about Game On, which is on the Columbia Broadcasting System. It's a fun frolic for friends and family.
When you guys were recording, did you ever hit them with the Wayne's World, Game On?
I did all the time, and nobody knew what I was talking about. Game Damn. On!
I love that bit.
Yeah, dude, me too. I don't even own a gun,
let alone
many
guns that would necessitate an entire rack. What am I going to do? With a gun rack.
Zachula and I watched Wayne's World 2 the other day. Didn't even watch one. Just jumped
the
right
best
in.
Line. Hey, whoa, my girlfriend's in there. Listen, pal. A lot of guys' girlfriends are in there.
Yeah.
It's killer every single time.
That's what I say about the AFE Patreon when people try to get that content for free.
A lot of people's
girlfriends are in there.
And just a lot of dudes. A lot of dudes are in there, too.
A lot
of dudes. Pretty even ratio.
Dudes.
A lot of dudes.
Dudes, there's some girlfriends.
Pretty fun nicknames, though, on the Slack, you know?
Like, I love it in there. Yeah.
Trill Murray's in there, so, like, it's, you know, hop in.
Also, Bill Murray's in there.
Bill Murray's the real Bill Murray. It's his, it's his center, he calls it. It's where he goes to reconnect with Bill.
You're doing okay. You're doing good. Push.
I haven't hosted this in a while. I haven't even talked to anyone in a while. You know,
you got an Emmy sitting in that living room, bud.
For God's sake.
I know it.
There she is. I just made eye contact. We're gathered here today not only to make eye contact with my Emmy, but also to draft
to make thigh contact with your Emmy.
To make thigh contact. I do that every night, dude. That's where I can't fall asleep unless I feel the Emmy between my thighs.
My Emmy and Miami are wildly close together.
Bienvenido a mi Emmy. to draft flavors.
Yeah.
Fucking flavors. This one's
Patreon folk.
By the aforementioned Patreon. Shout out to all 1,000 plus of you. Thank you for holding us down.
That's
if you want to join the AFE Patreon, look up All Fantasy Everything on Patreon and then sign up for it. And then stay two-step in there process. Forever.
It's two steps.
Or I'll kill you. No, that's too far. I'm sorry. That's too far. But please do it. There we go.
Yeah, stick around. It's fun.
Someone will kill you.
Someone will kill you. Eventually, or eventually you'll die.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I don't know how it's going to happen. It might be smoking. Yeah. I don't know.
Could be maybe like a jet ski falls off a truck.
That's how I want to go.
I had a really, really vivid dream. Like 5 or 6 years ago, and I was watching the news in my kitchen wherever I lived, and it said 37-year-old Sean Jordan was killed in a car crash. And I thought about it most of the year I was 37. It was so real. One of the most real dreams I've ever had.
Whoa.
Very scary. Damn. So I thought about it more often than not when I was in cars when I was 37. Pretty
like
wild.
It was a premonition.
Well, I've always thought I was going to die in a car crash. Can we bring it down real
yeah,
a lot? No.
I had a dream that Ian Carmella, age 35, got his friggin' dick ripped off by Clive Davis when he was just trying to put some art out for people to consume. So, like,
Marissa has laughed every single time.
Some dreams come true, Sean. And some of those dreams are nightmares. Yanking my dick off.
You gonna make dinner? Yeah, as soon as I find my dick, someone ripped it off, so I don't know what to do about it. Ripped it off and threw it in the neighbor's lawnmower. I don't know what
you know, they're running around ripping dicks over here. I thought this was a good neighborhood.
Yeah, no, I'd love to go to Whole Foods and pick up a rotisserie chicken for dinner, honey. But unfortunately, Clive Davis just ripped my dick off.
Oh my God.
So maybe order something on Postmates. I don't understand why I can't stay in a relationship. This is what it's like to date me. I mean, that's a fun. That's
a fun. It sounds like a blast. Because Clive Davis just ripped my dick off. So
you know who else didn't know it was our anniversary? Clive Dick Ripping Davis. Who fucking grabbed a hold of the base of my dick and torqued and pulled until that shit came clean off when yours truly was just trying to put a fucking track out.
Oh, man.
Happy anniversary.
Sorry, dude.
It's a gift certificate.
It's for the sharper image. They're not open anymore. Flavors. The Patreon picked flavors, and we're going to fucking draft flavors. I'm excited to find out what everyone's interpretation of flavors was.
I got some weird shit on here. I got some good shit, and then I got some shit I'm afraid to
of
say.
Of course you have. Nobody didn't think you were going to have weird shit on the flavors draft.
Motorcycle is one of your favorite flavors. You'll be picking it, if not bar
card. Hey, listen, I'm not getting mad at my fellow exhaust huffers out there.
Every time I see a motorcycle now, I think about it. You make an impact, you know, a Tony impact.
That's all I can do. That's
now,
all I can do.
The way we determine the order of the draft is through a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors, played between the two of you, and we throw on shoot. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Ah, damn it.
Paper. David wins.
Fuck you, dude.
David wins. David, as the winner of rock, paper, scissors, it is incumbent upon you to determine the order of today's draft. Before you do that, I will remind you, it is a serpentine draft.
And what is that?
It's a great question.
Have either one of you ever made tater tot casserole?
No.
Never made it? When you make tater tot casserole, after you put the cream of chicken and the corn and the green beans and the peas and the ground beef together, and then you put a bunch of shredded cheese on top of that, mm-hmm. you have to line the whole top of the casserole with tater tots. And to do that, you want to put the casserole tray in front of you. You start at the top left, and you go all the way to the right, and you line it with tater tots. And then you make a little tater tot U-turn. You take about three of them. You do a little tater tot U-turn. And then you go all the way from the right back to the left and just keep lining them up. And then when you get to the left, do another little tater tot U-turn. And then you go
tracks.
All the way.
That tracks.
Yeah, and then you go all the way to the right, and you just keep on doing that back and forth sort of like a serpentine or a snake type situation.
Uh-huh.
Tater Tot U-turn.
Basically,
Can that be a sexual position?
Can
Tater Tot U-turn be a sexual position?
Tater Tot U-turn, it can be a sexual position.
It's when you put both your balls in it.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, guys.
We're filming today for some reason. I don't know what it is. I think it's because we haven't recorded in a while.
We're on mental, bruv.
With proper mento. The Tater Tot U-turn. That'll, you know, either that relationship's over or, like, you found the one.
Or it's just beginning.
Or it's just beginning.
Yeah, you're not
scared yet.
Basically,
what it means is if you pick first in the first round, you pick third in the second round. David, with that in mind, and without taking a diversion to talk about cream of chicken, what will the order of today's draft be?
David Sean Ian.
There it is. David Sean Ian. Hot corner. This is a hot fucking corner. Beautiful. So David Sean Ian, which means David, you have the first pick in today's draft, which we'll get to right after this short break.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. Now, it's allergy season. I'm not surprising anybody by saying that. And your boy gets hit extremely hard when it comes to the allergies. I get stuffy nose, feels like I got two blocks of cheese hanging out under my eyes. And then if I try to blow my nose, it just feels like I backed it all up into my brain. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It is designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better, which is key. I try to like blow my nose before I go to bed at night, and it just feels like I got like a bunch of 5 o'clock traffic sitting in my brain. There's like no way out. And with Claritin D, it just helps everything. It helps grease the wheels, helps loosen everything up so I can get it out. I can sleep well. I don't have a raspy voice all the time. It's just a very beneficial thing, especially if you use your voice for anything like talking or eating, or if you want to use your head for thinking, anything like that. Claritin D has got you ready to live life as if you don't have allergies. It is time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Mac Weldon. Now, we are extremely outspoken for our love for Mac Weldon on this show. I can't get enough of it. I have, I think, 7 pairs of Mac Weldon pants, all different colors. It's such a good way to dress comfortably, casually, but also very nice. I find that a lot of guys, they think to look nice, you can't also look comfortable. It is possible to do it, though. Mac Weldon makes such good, comfortable, nice, form-fitting clothing and performance fabrics for guys who just want to look and feel like they look nice. You know what I mean? Without sacrificing comfort. They have a full range of clothes. They never go out of style. Like I said, I have probably 7 pairs of pants. I have 3 pairs of the Ace sweatpants, which just fit perfectly. They honestly make you look like you're one of the models. The underwear I have, they're not just the skimpy ones that they go down your leg a little bit, which, you know, I'm old enough to admit I want that. I have a couple nice, like stretchy t-shirts and the polo shirts. I'm telling you, the polo shirts are so nice to put on. You just feel like a professional golfer immediately, but you look cool, much unlike a lot of professional golfers. I'm telling you, I love them. And like I was saying, some people just want to look, you know, good and comfortable without calling attention to themselves. And that is exactly where Mac Weldon comes in. The performance fabric is breathy, but it doesn't look techie. You know, it doesn't have that like shine. You're not going to look like a high school football coach who's trying too hard. You're going to look exactly how you think you're going to look in your mind, like the Matrix, that residual self-image. That's what you're going to have. I'm telling you, I swear by it. Go poke around on the website. You will find something that you like. Get timeless looks with modern comfort from Mac Weldon. Go to MacWeldon.com. You get 20% off your first order with the promo code ALLFANTASY. Again, that's MACWELDON.com, promo code ALLFANTASY. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, listen, we all have things that stress us out. If you don't, then hit me in the DMs. Let me know your secret. I have been trying my whole life to figure out what to do about that. We keep them bottled up. You know, it starts to affect you negatively. I don't care who you are. It just does. You take it out on people you know, one day it's like the dishes are piling up or whatever, and then you're having a fight over parking space. It just, they bottle up and they come out in negative ways. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest. You can figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Everybody has things that bother them. It could be your best friend in the world. It could be your partner. There's always stuff. That's just human nature. And you don't want to bottle it up. You want to tell people. Sometimes you don't want to tell the person because it doesn't really matter that much, you know, but you want to tell someone. You want to feel like you've been heard. I live in the world. I get how it is. And telling someone, it's always the best. What do you, you know what I mean? You call your best friend, you vent a little bit. You had a rough day at work, you vent. That's what therapy is. It's just somebody who lets you vent and they don't need to vent themselves. Come on. It's perfect. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is done entirely online, like a ton of things these days. It's extremely convenient. You don't got to get up. You don't got to go to the office. You don't got to sit in traffic. You just sit there on the laptop. It's convenient for you. It's flexible. We all got different schedules. You know, you're working nights. They want to work with you. They can help you out. They suit to your schedule. You just go out. You fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Sometimes you don't get the right fit right away. They want it to work just as bad as you want it to work. So give it a try. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off of your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allfantasy.
Yeah, and we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything, the only podcast that has ever existed, the only recorded human voice that has ever been committed to popular culture, the only time people talking has ever been heard by people who are not in that room, All Fantasy Everything, your only source for the human voice. David Bory, today we are drafting flavors, and you have the first pick.
God damn it.
You snuck that last part in, your only source for the human voice. That was tight.
I don't want to. Don't make me do this. Ah, fuck.
You picked. What are you doing? What
I know,
are you going to do?
I was so confident. You know what I want to do, but I'm
not
going to
do it. I know what you
want
to do, you scumbag. Why don't you rip my dick off and do it already?
I'm not a scumbag for thinking that. I just don't want you guys to pick it later, but I don't want to pick it first
Marissa
either.
Marissa went dark. You made Marissa go dark.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it, Marissa. I'm not doing it. 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 I'm not going to be the villain today. I'm not doing that.
Be the villain.
What?
I don't know. Don't make me do it.
Do it. You know what it is.
You know
what
it is.
Don't you fucking make me do it.
Yes, you do.
I don't know what it is. Do it. Don't make me do it. Don't make me fucking do it, Ian.
You know what he's talking about.
Fucking do it? Are you serious?
I don't
know.
Are you
serious right now?
No. All right.
Fuck you, Ian. All right, yeah. Pussy. I did it. I did it. I did it. Okay? Everybody's fucking happy. We're all fucking happy. What are you? Nothing else tastes like that. It's very interesting. God damn it. God damn it, bro. I just want to live, man. You guys are coming here yanking my fucking dick off. About pussy. God, fuck this, man. There's other shit in the world that I care about. This is so fucked.
I want to see.
Fuck me, man. I don't know. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Oh, my God.
It's Sean's pick.
You don't want to talk about what?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Grand opening, grand closing?
Yeah, that's it.
I dated
someone
once.
Everybody else, listen to your heart. You know that it tastes crazy and nothing like.
I don't think she would mind. Emma Arnold says it tastes like beets.
By Dre?
Le Vegetable Beets.
Le Vegetable Beets.
Vegetable Beets, yeah.
Yeah, starting tailback at Iowa State.
Yeah, he's good, man. He's good.
Yeah, he's good. Some fundamental problems, but
he did. Yeah, I mean, he works for the United Way now. He's doing really well.
Yeah. Listen, everybody listening, I just want you to know that this is. I just didn't want them to be able to take it.
I was not going to take it.
Are you crazy?
It's not one of my five favorite flavors. It's a good flavor. I don't mind it. When I taste it, it's not usually the taste that I'm excited about.
I don't really know. Gosh. Marissa's never going to go on dark now.
She's gone.
She left.
She had to go even further north in Canada.
She's like at the tip of the Yukon territory now.
Dude,
I'm just saying, if you have a diverse flavor palette, you appreciate lots of things.
Listen, it's not that I don't appreciate it. I'm just... Sean, were you going to take it?
No, Sean, let's just get out of this. Let's just pull out. Pardon my... That wasn't a pun. I didn't mean that.
Sean Jordan, your first pick.
Strawberry.
God fucking...
Because it always tastes good. That was going to be my first pick anyways, was strawberry. That's my favorite.
God damn it, dude. God damn it, bro.
Strawberry is my favorite. My strawberry is my favorite flavor of everything.
Do you like artificial strawberry stuff too?
I like it all. I had some Hood strawberries the other day.
What does that mean?
Just sounds like I'm talking about like the Bloods up north or something. I'm not.
They're from the Mount Hood area.
Mount Hood, they taste like candy, dog.
Hood strawberries are insanely good.
Like, are they dissolve. The big ones or the little ones?
Pretty tiny. They're like.
You ever see those like giant fat boy strawberries?
Yeah. Those ones that look like Andre the Giant's toe, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
These Hood strawberries, they like disintegrate. It's like. They're crazy that they're not considered candy. It's wild, dude.
It's nature's candy.
They're one of those you know how like different places have like it's only in season for 3 weeks, you know?
Yeah.
It's like that thing for Oregon. It's like probably Hood strawberries, and then you have the Walla Walla sweets up north and to the east a little bit, the Walla Walla onions.
Here's my question about strawberry. I'm always curious about this about flavors. Is there anything strawberry flavored that you don't like?
Not that I've encountered.
Really? What about medicine?
Oh, yeah, I mean, no.
It's tough. Yeah, I didn't think about that. You're right. I don't like it. I don't like strawberry medicine. I like strawberry cough drops.
Okay.
Halls has these like strawberry,
those are good. Things. I finally opened our box from one of our sponsors that included like vitamins and shit in it.
Oh, yeah, I got some of those.
And they're gummy vitamins. And like, I've had to stop keeping them close to the computer because I'm just like, probably eat 12 of these a day, right?
That's how many you want. Some
can't
iron.
Be bad for you.
What do you want, some iron? You got some iron.
That was what, when I was Mad Dog in the Hood strawberries the other day, I'm like, at a certain point, Mad Dog strawberries aren't good for you. That's another term for David's.
How many strawberries did you eat?
That's another term for David's first pick, is Mad Dog in the Hood strawberries.
We just gotta let me get past it, man. I didn't want to. That life chose me. I didn't want to do it. I told you I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, strawberries. I just love a strawberry. I don't want to get too into all of that because there might be other picks involved.
So your favorite flavor, you prefer an unmitigated strawberry, a strawberry that's not putting on airs or coming to the party with anyone else. You just like a strawberry. Yeah.
You fuck it up with shortcake?
Always has been. Yeah. Dude, Laura did it the other day when we had the Hood strawberries and she made these, she made biscuits and I was like, I was just going to put other stuff on it. And she goes, you can put strawberries on them, and it's like, it's good. And I was like, oh.
Were you gonna wrap it up in a tortilla?
Pretty
much.
Put
some hot sauce
on it? Pretty much.
Maybe some American cheese?
She looked at me like the sleeves just fell off my shirt and my jaw was on the ground or something. I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna do.
You gonna put some Buffalo Wild Wing stuff on that biscuit?
Yeah, I've been saving some stuff for this occasion.
Is Fire on the Mountain going to be open-ish, like starting in that new reopening plan that starts like this week, Sean? Do you know?
I mean, I've had it for takeout a couple times, so they're open.
I'm going to fucking mash on that, man. That's
They can have outdoor seating.
If they do, we're going to go get drunk there.
Yeah, we are.
Yep.
It's nothing funny about that. That's just,
none of you can bug us. Stay 6 feet away.
A transaction.
Well, we're gonna go get drunk there.
Strawberry.
Time for my first pick. Ooh, and with my first pick, I think I'm going to take. So, like, tell me if this is like out of bounds.
This is tricky.
Butthole. No, I'm just joking.
Come on, let's pick the whole Badussi throughout this.
I'm gonna take.
It's one flavor if you do it long enough.
My favorite flavor in one bite is. Tomato sauce and noodles and ricotta, like cheese, like with mozzarella.
Like manicotti or something?
Like manicotti, like lasagna, like So, yeah. Like a little melted cheese on top, tomato sauce noodle, and then like sometimes it's a manicotti or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
I fucks with bite. Ricotta. I like that dull kind of like vaguely sweet shit. I like
yeah, me too.
So good.
Yeah. Like, I like it that it's almost more of a texture.
It's fucking fantastic. It's like, it's fluffy, you know, and it like gives away a little bit.
Yeah. It tastes like what clouds fluffy. Should taste like.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that'd be tight. I wish they would.
Clouds, ricotta clouds?
It'd be a good like cereal or something. Clouds.
Ricotta clouds?
Yeah, ricotta clouds. Why not?
It would be hard to sell people on ricotta clouds. Maybe in the 70s.
It sounds like something a Jamaican would say.
Ricotta. I don't have a good Jamaican accent.
No, I was waiting for Sean.
Ricotta clouds.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been worse.
You gave it your shot. No.
I'm still trying to think of a song to sing. I want to sing, but
like
I can't
to sing
think of
as
a song.
Well as you can. The Louis, yeah, I want to
take the challenge. I'm not being a coward. I've been thinking about it the whole
God
time.
God must have spent a little more time on you.
Can this be true? Tell me, can this be real? How can I put into words what I feel? Mm-hmm. My life was complete. I thought I was whole. Why do I feel like I'm losing control? That's all I got since you guys lit stuff. But I was trying my hardest.
We lit it for you.
Yeah. That was the hardest. That was as well as I can sing. Guaranteed.
That was good. You was soft, though. It was the soft cell.
Well,
it was the bedroom voice.
My voice had cracked. I couldn't. Yeah, there's no way I could do like a Whitney or something. Ricotta clouds. We took a turn.
Attorney at law.
Those things together are so fucking good. If they're ever on, like sometimes I'll get a pizza, you know, you can put like a little ricotta on pizza, but just
man,
like a tomato sauce.
On pizza.
I know it's bread but and not noodles, but like, I don't know. That's just my favorite. When I'm biting into that, I'm like, this is it. They solved it. They figured it out.
They did it. We're going to be okay.
We're going to be okay. These people figured out how to make like this fucking food together. I've been watching The Trip, which is Steve Coogan and Rob Ryden, two British comedians. And there's like five movies they've made, and they're so great to watch during quarantine because it's basically like they go somewhere. They're like really funny scenes, like where they're like eating and they're just like talking and it's hilarious. And then they'll show like amazing food, and then it's like tourism porn too. But yeah.
See, that's what I like.
It's fucking great. And they went to tourism porn.
Yeah.
Like on RedTube. You go to RedTube and you look up Acropolis.
I type in West Texas.
It's just so they went to Italy and some of the fucking pastas anyway. That's my first pick.
All right.
All right.
My second pick is mayonnaise and mustard together.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah. That shit's high living.
It's fucking
I love it on my burgers.
Yes.
Yeah.
No ketchup. Get ketchup the fuck out of my face.
When I was running the Cheese Island in Sioux Falls at the Hy-Vee over there on 33rd Minnesota back there.
What are you saying?
I was running the Cheese Island and we had a mayo mustard mix and it was...
Okay, Sean, do I have to be the one?
Dank.
What is a Cheese Island?
So there's the meat department and
it's
then the Cheese Island is where... what's the meat department? What'd you say?
It's where my family hails from, the Cheese Islands.
Whatever, dude. It's where all the old ladies worked, and then one teenage kid, and it was me. And it was where you get like the sliced meat and the cheese.
The deli?
Yeah, well, we called it the Cheese Island back in the day. And then Hy-Vee tried to church it up, and they called it the New York style deli, which is what I think they still call it.
New York style deli.
Is that the whole story?
Yeah, that's it.
They have They have to say New York style because they don't know what Jewish means.
That's all they're saying.
I'm a bit of a New York style man myself.
Yeah. <it's...
laughs> New York style Carmel's coming over.
I don't know. My lawyer, I don't know. He's New York style, though, so I feel fairly confident.
I'll beat the case. I'll beat the case.
I think I'll beat the case.
He's New York style.
He's New York. I got a New York style buddy coming over.
She's one of those New York style American princesses, so...
Yaps.
That is Sean, it's time for your second. Oh yeah, man. Mustard and mayo. It's just like it's perfect on a sandwich. Like It's usually my favorite part of that sandwich. You know, everything, like, yeah, when you bite in and, like, and it's, like, kind of mixed up, the sourness of the mustard, and then whatever the fuck flavor mayonnaise is.
I don't even know what that is.
How would you describe the flavor of mayonnaise to somebody?
Like,
it's tough because a lot of people... zing.
Yeah, it has to be an onomatopoeia, right?
Zing would be...
Zesty?
Some zip. A lot of Z words. Like one of the Three Amigos when they drink tequila. Like, that's what mayonnaise tastes like.
And mustard is sour and tangy. So those two flavors together, it's just so amazing. I love it. Mustard and mayo. Put it on a BLT. Put it on anything. I'm fucking here for it. Sean, time for your second pick.
Orange chicken from Panda Express.
Fuck, I had that on my list.
Of course you did. It's been, I think that's what's been on the most of our lists on these drafts, whether it's been picked or not. I've had that on probably 20 different lists.
Oh, Goodfellas, orange chicken. I mean, what it like.
Yeah, completely. Goodfellas, orange chicken. Whitney Houston, I feel like, has been on a lot of lists.
The Mall is another one.
Oh, yeah, the Mall.
The Mall, yeah. Mercy came out of the darkness for a second.
Please come back. It's not going to be like that anymore. I promise. I didn't even want it to be like that to start.
You sound like you just got broken up with. Please come back. It's not going to be like that anymore. I'm different now.
I learned.
It has been minutes.
I know why they call it window pane.
Oh, what are we drafting? Fucking earth-shattering rap lyrics now? I didn't know
that. Greatest art that humans have made?
Sorry.
The human experience.
Poets.
Orange chicken, man. Zach Toscani, I guarantee you, he'd take that same thing. That's a man who loves some orange chicken.
It's such an amazing flavor. And you can, I just found out you can get the orange sauce or whatever from the grocery store. They have it. You can just go buy it. So,
like Panda Express brand?
Uh huh.
Oh, what are you going to, man? That could
everything.
Go anywhere.
That's probably why I got a stomach ache, if we want to split hairs. I think that's...
Yeah, because you're drizzling that on your Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, you're just chugging it.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
Oh, you walk up to the fridge.
Bing, bow, hey. I said, go fuck your mother.
Hey.
Hey, Bing, what are you doing here? I thought I told you go fuck your mother. Ee, pow, woo. Bing. Good fellas.
More mayonnaise sounds, by the way. mayonnaise sounds, dude. Brian Wilson was going to make that album. I was gonna make a joke about the orange chicken sauce, but the time has passed. I was just gonna be you standing in front of the fridge just hard chugging it, dude. Glugs.
Yeah. I think about it like that Sunny D commercial. He moves.
I'm telling people all these options that aren't things to drink. What do you got in there? We got eggs, orange chicken sauce.
I got a stapler in here.
There's some frozen bread.
Staplers work better if they're cold. They don't teach you that in college. You got to learn that the hard way, man. School of Hard Knocks will teach you to keep a stapler cold.
That orange chicken sauce, man. How I love tortillas. Roll yourself up a little tortilla, get a ramekin full of the orange chicken sauce, get yourself a stomach ache before you go to bed. It is nice.
You're telling people to dip tortillas in orange chicken sauce?
I am. Yeah. Look at my face. Tell me I'm not serious. Dip tortillas in orange chicken sauce.
That is...
good.
Fucking wild.
It is good.
At least put some... Okay.
No,
all right.
Don't. No, don't.
Yeah.
Don't you dare.
Yeah. No, you're right.
What are you going to put in it, David, with your pervert flavors, huh?
Don't do that to me. Don't box me in.
Box. Emphasis on don't box me.
Come on, man. I got other shit on this list. I got a whole list.
Yeah. Whole is right. You should.
Yeah. Orange chicken.
Orange chicken, man. It's so good. I've had to swear off any food. I signed up for one of these food delivery things.
Yeah.
I was going too hard on the orange chicken and shit. And then I'm like, you took 45 steps today. You can't eat like that right now.
Yeah, it's just not.
I haven't really been getting down on it. I don't want to list any other flavors or anything, but we have started sort of a diet. I don't know. It'll be all right. I was like, Laura was kicking it around. I was like, yeah, let's do it. So we haven't, like, we've started a couple things on it, but I think we're gonna
go paleo.
Fully do a diet for a couple weeks. I don't
know
what.
How many tortillas are you allowed in a day?
I don't think I get any.
How many shots of hot sauce?
I think that's fine, because that's why my original diet when I first moved to Portland, I think that's why I got so into hot sauce, because there's barely any calories.
Yeah.
So you can put it on stuff. It doesn't really matter. Cool story, huh?
I liked it. It was good. David, time for your second and third picks, as it is a serpentine draft.
Thank you. I know you guys think I'm crazy, but my second pick is mango.
Oh.
Yeah, you could have saved that for the 10th pick, bud.
I'm picking stuff that I like.
Sounded like how Shane would have talked to me after I said that.
Yeah.
You can go fuck yourself.
Mangoes, I had a mango high chew the other day. It was fantastic.
Sorry, I didn't pick Hormel chili.
Are you looking at my list?
It's my favorite fruit, and I've never had anything mango flavored that was bad ever.
I love mango. It's like, it hurts my mouth for some reason. It's one of those, like, I really
like
love the way
cuts,
it tastes.
Little cuts?
It makes my mouth sting. I don't know why. Like, it's whatever it is about it. And like,
I get that. There's some stuff that makes my mouth itchy, so I understand.
Yeah. I love the flavor. I fucking love a mango. Ugh, it's so good.
It's just like such a, it's sweet. It's like as sweet of a thing that I like without being like overbearing, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a smooth, it's like a, and it's like whenever I taste it in something, I'm like you take a taste of it and you're like, oh wait, is that mango?
Can I talk some shit about a fruit? I don't think anyone else is going to take it. It's kind of in the mango family. Or am I?
Ooh,
am
I think
risking
I have
it?
An idea where you're going. I think,
I might, and I'm fine because I wasn't going to take it.
Papaya can fuck off.
Yeah.
I knew that's what you were going to say.
Yeah.
I think that might be something where we're not in papaya region. Because here's the thing. I always liked mangoes, and then I went to Sierra Leone, and I was like, oh, no, it's the best fruit there is.
Oh, it's like a different, that makes
like
sense.
Like, fresh mangoes off the tree is, like, incredible.
You guys have never had a Sioux Falls papaya before?
That's true.
That's what they call robbing a liquor store.
Sioux Falls papaya?
They've used up every other term, so that's the only one the cops don't know right now.
Sioux Falls papaya. Running a Sioux Falls papaya.
But yeah, mango is my next one. Is that
beautiful
one?
Pick. And your third pick?
Peanut butter.
Ah, ooh, shit. Fuck.
Yeah. I didn't even think about
it. It's the best.
That.
It's the best in candy.
Yeah,
I've had it in beer. I've had like a peanut butter stout that I enjoy. My mom used to make peanut butter soup. It's just peanut butter is the. It's so good. It's so good
on a burger. It's really good. I've had it on a burger, dude. Dude, you gotta try it on a burger.
Peanut butter, man. It's just it goes a long way.
During this diet I've been on, one of the few things I've allowed myself is like I'll keep a jar of peanut butter in the fridge and I'll just go have a spoon of peanut butter.
It's good like, for you. That's the thing. Not,
it's not bad.
I don't think it's like
for you, right?
A couple things. One thing is
on.
Way off topic.
Okay.
For everybody listening, Ian is kind of twirling his hair, which I love because it makes me feel like we're dishing, like we're hanging out. Like we are just really like kibitzing about peanut butter. This is very fun. And you're not going to find a lot of these that are like not bad for you. I don't think peanut butter is bad for you. How about that?
I don't think you should just be like smashing a bunch of peanut butter.
No, but like it's with the sex terms, David. We're trying to talk about just trying to draft flavors here.
I know. I know what I picked first. I'm trying to move away from that.
Peanut
I was a different guy.
In small doses, it's good for you, right? Am I insane?
I don't think it's good for you.
Are you serious?
I
thought peanut butter was...
It's very high in protein, so people who are like working out, building muscle, it's a good source of protein.
I'm trying to get those gains, bro. So yeah, so it's good for me.
Major
Chris Gaines?
Stop by Gainesville, Florida. You know what I'm talking about?
To the gain train, dude?
The gain train. I was going to... My favorite rapper, the gain, dude. I'm on it.
No gain, no Shane.
My trip to Europe is going to include France, Italy, and a trip to Gain, dude. Barcelona. If not Ibiza.
If you just expected people to know that you were talking about Spain when you said, yeah, I'm going to Gain, you know what I mean? What?
Yeah. What does that mean? Yeah. Go to Spain.
I mean, the south of Gain. The south of Gain.
Gain, Portugal. Yeah. Morocco.
Yeah, man. Peanut butter is real good.
Bow. Put it on any candy.
Oh, it's so good.
And it's not, then it's not so good for you.
If there's a peanut butter option, I'm going to take it.
Yeah, usually I like it wrapped up in all my sweets.
Candy wise, yeah, absolutely. Candy wise, much less scary clown.
Oh no, Candy wise isn't going to bite your arm off. He's just going to hang out for a while.
Candy wise is chill. He'll tickle you and it'll be weird cuz you guys don't know each other like that, but like
but if you play with him too long, he'll chop your foot off.
Yeah, he'll take it right off.
Candy wise. He's got Madden 94 and the system to play it on, so candy-wise, it's fun to kick it with.
Peanut butter. Sean, time for your third pick.
Spicy garlic from Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wow, it's a specific
That's
one, folks.
Mad specific.
I can't just pick spicy. That's weird. So spicy garlic.
I don't think you can. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Spicy garlic gives me chills almost. It's so good. And it makes me, so I can tell a story about a one Adam Neuroth back in the day when we first moved to Portland.
Take us for a walk.
We'd order wings every Thursday. Me, Big Torque Daddy, and Adam would order wings. And he would always call in and he would say the flavors wrong on purpose. And they would always correct him like he didn't know it wasn't. So I don't want to say the other flavors, but he'd call in and he'd say them and they'd be like, oh, do you mean this? And then he'd go, yeah, let me get 10 spicy gizzle. And they'd go, do you mean spicy garlic? And he'd say, yeah, darn. Yeah, spicy garlic. I always mess that up. Do it. And he's so good at selling that.
I think you can, because I picked the noodle and the cheese one, I think you can say Parmesan. Isn't that one of them?
That's whenever he orders from like a Subway or something, or he used to, he would say, let me get, what kind of bread do you want? He'd go, let me get that Parmesan oregano. And they go, do you mean Parmesan oregano? He's like, ah, yeah, crap. Yes. I'm sorry. Yeah. I sound dumb, I think.
Double darn.
That's a fun bit.
Yeah. Dude, he's the best at those because he's so good at making you think that he's serious. It's just, I don't know. I can't sell it like he can. I love it when he does it. But yeah, spicy garlic. Back to, I'll stop ripping Adam's dick off over here. Spicy garlic is the word.
Now that you live in a city that has a fire in the mountain in it, are you still hitting up Buffalo Wild Wings on the regular?
No, not really. I did in Glendale a lot more because there was one across the street from work. We went in there. Dude, we went in there and got loaded one night, and Jamel was rolling up weed on the table inside.
That was what I was going to tell you. That was the last time I went to B-dubs.
So he starts doing it, and I'm like, because it's legal. I was like, I don't think you can do that. And he's like, it's legal. I go, it's not legal in Buffalo Wild Wings, I don't think. And, you know, he wasn't hiding it, just rolling a joint. And then they came around and they're like, sir, you can't roll your weed in here. And it's like, and then he goes, he's like, oh, my bad. And then just like put it away. And by the way, there's like 15 shot glasses around, which is like also not a Buffalo Wild Wings thing. That's an us thing.
We were really going hard.
Now, hold on. You were drinking in a Buffalo Wild Wings and
heavily,
about to smoke some weed.
Heavily. Yeah. We went there right after work. And
oh, God. I was thinking of a Wingstop for a second. Okay. You can drink in a Buffalo Wild Wings. Oh, my God. I pictured you guys at that fucking Wingstop near the pool supply store just getting hammered at their one table they might have.
We brought our own.
Oh, God, that'd be funny.
I had a roommate who used to bring his own tall cans to Two for Tuesday at Popeyes.
Were they okay with it?
Yeah, they never said anything.
Fucking A.
He would drink it in there, too.
Tommy Jack's, for a while, the back parking lot was just exactly that. It was a parking lot. And after like a year or so of it being that, people just turned that into part of the bar. So it wasn't, there was no walls or anything. So eventually people would just pull their cars and trucks up and sit in the parking lot with their own beer and drink it. And it was crazy. I even working there, I was like, this is nuts. You can just pull up with your own shit and just sit in the parking lot like you're tailgating. Nobody ever cared.
Wait. They would drive up to drink alcohol?
Yeah.
And then they would drive off?
Oh, who are you talking to? Yes. Hate to break it to you.
Right there at the Thomas Jonathan's. That's crazy.
Still doing it, my friend. That's one thing. When I go back home, I'm like, hey, you know, there's Lyfts and Ubers and stuff now. And they're like, well, yeah, but why would I do that? And I'm just like, I don't know, I guess. Why? I guess so you don't get a DUI?
Leave my vehicle there?
Maybe? So you don't get an $8,000 ticket tomorrow? But hey, it's just me. Did I just pick? What I pick?
You picked spicy garlic sauce from
spicy
Buffalo
garlic.
Wild Wings.
Yep, there it is.
It's time for my third and fourth picks, as it is a serpentine draft. And with my third pick, I'm going to just take a fucking good-ass motherfucking orange.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. What brand?
God, I like so many. Do you want me to specify?
Well, no, I just am curious. I'm not trying to like bust your balls. I just mean, which ones do you like?
I like it. It's a mandarin, like a sumo. I really like.
Is navel a brand or is that
a navel
just like a kind
of orange? I think so. I honestly don't know. When I see oranges, I usually just grab a grip of oranges. I'll get sumos or cuties or whatever, but like.
I love those little cuties, man.
Yeah.
I'd pop those things like Xanax.
Absolutely. You grab like six of them and walk over to the couch. Yeah.
Yeah. No shit. I had an orange last night, no joke, for the first time in like, oh, I bet a decade of where I actually peeled and ate an orange. I've had oranges, obviously, but last night I got one. I cut the top and the bottom and I peeled it and I separated it and I ate the whole goddamn orange. Last
You're
night,
gonna
that's
get scurvy.
Why. Is that why I have a stomach ache?
Yeah.
Maybe there's too much citrus in my tummy. Could that be happening?
No, I think
that's what the doctor would
it's
say.
It's not the soda. Stop.
I think it's the store brand grape soda.
Get off the soda tree, Playboy. It ain't the soda, all right?
I think the tortillas are soaking up the soda and like
that's the kind of soda that like changes the color of your tongue. Let me see your tongue. Yep. I can't tell.
The tortillas are beating in the soda to the stomach gang right now and it's just that's causing hard. A ruckus.
That's like the soda that would make you sick as a kid when like you know
when
what I mean? Like
on
when
point.
Your body is its most efficient and everything, and like,
yeah, and you're still like, I don't think this is good.
You could fall off a roof and be okay. You know what I mean? Like you have that kid body, but like, yeah,
yeah, man, an orange, a straight up orange. Are you taking the juice?
It's so refreshing. I just like it. It's like the zest when you're opening it too. Oh,
that's great. I love the way your hands smell afterwards.
It's so good, and like you could, if the light's right, you can see it sort of like. Mist into the air as you're peeling it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's all that like the vitamin C stuff on the inside. I always scrape it off with my teeth too, the white pulp or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it's real good for you.
It's like it's very visceral eating an orange. Like it almost feels like you're eating meat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like with the texture, the sections. And then like pulling it apart and like getting into the muscle.
That's how you eat an orange?
Yeah.
All right.
How do you eat an orange?
I just told you in detail how I eat an orange. I cut the top and the bottom off. I peel it and I separate it and then I eat an orange while I watch Drag Me to Hell, which is what I did last night.
I don't know what I found that very funny.
I watched Drag Me to Hell while eating an orange. Pretty good time.
I find that very funny.
That's pretty funny. Oh.
Very funny.
Ah, shit. Oh, man. One of my late picks. I forget you fought with the peanut butter pick. You nullified it. So I have to take a second to talk about it before I take my actual next pick. Peanut butter and pickle together? Has anyone had this?
Man, I've never done it, but I've heard people sing its praises.
I understand how high a mountain it seems to climb. I totally get that.
It's tall.
I can see it being good.
Dill pickle and peanut butter together. It's so
spears or chips.
Either way you want to slice it. I've been doing spears lately, but like if you want to do the chips, but it has to be dill. I don't know what a sweet pickle. I hate sweet pickles.
I consider sweet pickles. Pickle.
I consider them to be a deception.
It's like not canon. Sweet pickles aren't canon.
I don't know what it is. I hate it though.
Oh,
but like
good.
Peanut butter and pickles. Fucking fuck with it. Okay.
Try it.
So my fourth pick, I'm going to take, and this is a context specific flavor.
Okay.
But a
what? Okay, but I'm an asshole.
Period. It's a context specific flavor. But
and the context is literally anytime. A cold, like a real fucking ice cold, like Pilsner beer on a hot ass day.
Really?
Oh, yeah, Pilsners are good because they're so light.
I've seen you go pretty hard on one of those, which is I can tell when you're in like that mood because you'll get one and it'll be gone real quick.
Dude, they go down so easy. Just like a nice light. Uh-huh. Beer, like, and I don't traditionally love the flavor of beer, although it does grow on you as you get older, but like, I don't know, something on a hot day. One of the best experiences I've ever had consuming anything was like, I got roped into helping a friend move and helped that friend move. And it was like all day and it was fucking hot as fuck out. And I think I was like 18 or 19, but whoever's friend, like their dad, like gave us each a beer kind of thing. And I remember like cracking it open and drinking it.
Oh, that's a great beer.
Oh,
yeah. Shawshank style.
And I was just like, this is why people like beer. Like,
yeah, I remember one time I was retarring a roof with some of my friends, and we were just like, you know what would make us feel better is a cold bottle of Suds. And
yeah.
And we sat up there and just pretended like we weren't in the joint.
I just feel like a man feels more like a man when he's got a bottle of Suds with him, you know?
Some Suds.
It's something that you said that you didn't get from a movie. I had a beer the other day. It tasted great. And I never really have thought that, but I haven't drank in forever. And I had one, and I was just like, okay, I get it. So when people aren't shoveling, when people don't like shovel it down their throat like it's their job, and they have one sometimes, that's why they think it tastes good. Doesn't
cold
make them want to bark.
Top shit. Cold, yeah. Like a real cold beer is top shit.
Ugh, mm-hmm. I love it. Jeff Cold Beers.
Jeff Cold Beers.
That's my pick.
Shit. Is it me, or do you have another one?
Sion, it's time for your pick. I took an orange and a Pilsner on a hot day.
Okay. Shit.
He took shit. So, okay.
All right.
<It's>, walk us through it.
All right. I'm going to. Oh, this is tough. This is tough. This is tough.
It is tough.
Okay. This is weird. I don't want to be too weird. All right. I'm going to pick soy sauce.
It's not weird.
I love soy sauce.
Hmm.
I think I probably could have got on my next pick, but it was going to be in my draft. So I love soy sauce. One night, I don't know if you remember this, but I put soy sauce in some Hot Pockets, if you remember that. I don't want to say I was completely sober when I did it, but I poured it into some, I don't know if you remember it, but I dumped it in. I was like, this is going to be great. And then it was great.
I'm not trying to make any bold claims here like I was sober.
I'm not saying I would have done it in the morning. But
you put soy sauce in a Hot Pocket? Where were we? At the crib?
We were right about 2 feet to your left, I think.
Pepperoni Hot Pocket or ham and cheese?
Ham and cheese.
Oh, boy. There's a lot going on there.
There's a lot going on the next day, too.
So
I forgot like a ham and cheese hot pocket.
Yeah, man, I just love soy sauce. I love the everything that you would love about how salty it is and everything. But
to me, that's what soy sauce. I'm not trying to yuck your yum, my friend.
Well, I put soy sauce
on all sorts of shit. But it tastes like salt, right? That's just like kind of the flavor profile.
There's a little other thing to it, though.
Like, you can definitely tell the difference between that and salt. And also, it's liquid, so it's a little easier.
There's a little umami. There's an umami wind.
A little something in there. Sometimes it's a little spicy, too. Salt salt isn't really spicy.
Spicy?
But a little bit sometimes.
Have you had
a
spicy soy sauce?
Haven't I?
I don't know.
Marissa, have I had spicy soy sauce?
I don't think spicy soy sauce is common enough for you to have. Like, I don't see spicy soy sauce too often in the wild, so... It seems unlikely that you would have had spicy soy sauce.
You may have made some spicy soy sauce.
Maybe I was mixing it.
You may have made spicy soy sauce.
I just like soy sauce.
It's salty, savory, spicy soy sauce.
Yeah, soy sauce. It's good. I like the salt. I had like a whole structure here, and I just have completely gone off the rails. I'll talk about it after we're done drafting. But
mine messed up when I went first. My next ones are gonna really make you guys mad.
Soy sauce. Let's get to them. Unless there's any, are there any other further thoughts on soy sauce?
Soy sauce. It is what it is, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Soy. We're moving on.
Send soy. It is.
David, time for your fourth and final picks, as it is a serpentine draft.
So my fourth pick. I probably make one of these. Once every 10 days in my home, I'm taking a good steak.
Ooh, yeah.
I love a good, like a really good, like dry aged, leave it out. I got the skillet now, so I got my whole skillet game down for it, for making the steaks. I love it.
A good steak is just so fucking phenomenal.
It's the best. Like nothing on it, just a little bit of salt and pepper. And then maybe put some butter in the skillet to baste it when you flip it.
You
but
should
that's
put
it.
Some soy sauce on there the next time you have
I'm
a steak.
I'm gonna kill you.
It's like salt, but it's spicy. You see? Yeah, I like a steak. I usually just get a hamburger. I'll just get a hamburger that I can cut up instead of a steak a lot of times. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't think there's not much to say. It's a steak. It's incredible.
About a year ago right now, in a much different world than the one we're living in, Sue Carmel and I were in Las Vegas at one of those fucking motherfucking steak places that they have in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
and we
I
got
love
like,
a Vegas steak.
Oh, one of the most amazing pieces of meat I've ever had in my life. Like, the waiter was like flirting with her. It was, but like in a harmless way.
Yeah,
we were getting a fun waiter way.
We were getting hammered on martinis and red wine and just this like, that kind where like the fat on the steak like melts into the meat and like it's just so good.
It's so good.
I don't like, some people even like a mediocre steak. I don't like even a mediocre steak. There's other things I'd rather eat.
It's gotta be good meat. I don't really like a mid-range steak. Because a mid-range, then it just tastes like generic beef.
What's kinda. Mid-range? Is Outback mid-range or is that good?
Yeah, Outback is for sure mid-range.
It's mid, yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah. But I mean,
you can get a good steak at Outback.
If I'm eating a steak at Outback, I'm probably like, I wish I would have gotten a cheeseburger in my head or something like that.
Yeah,
you know?
it's because it's Outback. Yeah. Like,
but you gotta get the steak.
Yeah, you gotta get the steak.
Well, unless you get a hamburger that you cut up.
Like the ribeye that they have at the smokehouse? Come on, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, give it to me.
Some steaks were made.
So good.
Steak, and then your final pick?
Man, I hate to do this, but if I'm going to be true to flavors that I have enjoyed, this isn't a flavor I enjoy anymore, but when I was a kid, I really liked the flavor of copper.
Oh, yeah.
Weird, yeah.
Like
I know
sucking
what you
on
mean.
Pennies and stuff.
Yeah,
when I was
I
a kid, I loved it. Like
I think it was more the how weird it felt. But I know what you mean. I liked it where it was intriguing, and I'm like, that is cool.
Yeah,
it's like a crazy flavor.
Yep,
it made your tongue feel electric, kind of.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, copper. So sucking on pennies,
man.
Blood tastes a little bit like copper. Yeah,
blood tastes a lot like copper. God, that is such a bummer feeling.
Now I get, like, why you shouldn't put pennies in your mouth. But back then, I was like, I'll be fine.
Back when I didn't know. Yeah. Why are you like, this is a new-ass penny?
Yeah.
What is it, 97? I'm good.
I'm sucking on this penny. Get out of my room.
Yeah, get out of here.
Get out of my room.
Sean, time for your final pick.
Sriracha.
Oh, great call.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was coming.
Yeah. You can't just pick hot sauce. So I kind of had to figure the one that I've grown into the most. The reason I like that one the most is because it's the most versatile. It's thick. So you can use it for the most stuff.
What?
What's funny about that?
I don't understand that line of reasoning.
You can use it it can be a dip. You can put it on something. That's what I mean. Like you can't really use a different hot sauce, like a runny one, as a dip. Sriracha is universal. So
if you use a regular one, you gotta let it soak for a little bit.
Yeah, and then it's gross because
on top of the stuff.
I don't like a wet food, and a lot of hot sauce turns it into a wet food. So imagine how much money would it take for you to talk like that all day if you had to go to work and you couldn't tell anybody why. Ian, why are you talking like that?
What are you talking about?
How much money would it take?
Yeah.
I think a substantial amount. Can I ever explain it?
No. It's so funny when you think about like having money or having a little bit versus when you're like flat broke and how different things are where like, you know, that how much money would it take for you to walk up and just like deck your best friend in the face? You could never tell him why.
Not a lot. I'll tell you that
right
now.
There was a time in my life where I'm like, God, I don't know, like meals for a week. Like if you gave me like dope shit to eat all week, then yeah, Adam was going to get his eyes dotted. But
meals for a couple of days, to be honest.
Yeah. It's just crazy to think about. Now I'm like, well, I don't know. $1,000.
I'm about to fucking sort Nick Nampe right the fuck out.
How much money for, seriously, you can never tell Nampe why you did it.
Yeah.
You have to walk up and you have to punch him in the face as hard as you can. You don't have to break his nose, but you have to punch him in, not the face, that doesn't work. Let's say you have to punch him in the knock the wind out of him spot as hard as you can. You can never tell him why.
The solar plexus, just one of those like thick belly shots, like one of those like, where the guy goes,
What time of day? It all depends on the time of day.
Yeah, what time is it?
Right. Okay, I've been at the high dive with him for an hour. It is 11:30 at night, and you just got there. The first thing you do on a Friday night, right when you get to the high dive to have drinks, is you walk up and punch him as hard as you can in the stomach. And then he does that thing. How much for you to do that right now?
Why?
to Nick, man. That's
you,
my
you
dude.
You can never
like,
tell him why.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, $15?
Think about it. I mean, to do that, it would be because let's say in this world, you can throw money at him, but he's never going to piece together why you did it. In the real world, if you did that and you were like, all right, here's $5,000, he would get it like, oh, somebody gave you a bunch of money. But in this world, he's
never
going to know why you did that.
Understand why I just fucking thud him in the stomach. I probably wouldn't do it for any amount of money, man. You
there's
can't like buy
right,
friends.
Yeah. There's the right answer. There it is. Good on you.
Yeah. So anyways, like a pretty good friend, like, or like an acquaintance or just like not a lot of money, honestly. Like,
yeah, like Malloy. Shit. Just get him where I'm at.
Malloy's like a pretty good friend, but no, see, I'd be afraid of that. I'd say Malloy's like a straight up good friend, but I
would never do it because
of other circumstances. I wouldn't.
He's walking around waiting for somebody to do that to him. That's what he wants.
He'd start laughing. He'd do that thing where like, the bad guy sees that you drew blood, and you're like, "Oh no!"
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Because you think like you're. Sorry, go ahead, David.
I was just gonna say he tastes his blood and smiles.
Yeah, like Chun Li in Bloodsport, and you're like, "Oh crap!"
Yeah, he's like tastes like pennies.
You think you're like sneak attacking, but he's always been at war.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
That's the thing. He's been fighting you since he met you.
Yeah, absolutely. But like,
you just started.
He shaved his head. You guys see that?
Malloy
shaved his head?
He buzzed his head.
When?
Whoa.
I don't know, the other night on Instagram.
No, I of course.
You guys didn't
he shave
that?
His head on
no.
Instagram?
Yeah, he didn't shave it. It looks like he got a Flowbee. He showed him cutting it with the like one line with the buzzer, and then there's like a video of him after it was done, and it's like quarter of an inch long or something.
I got to get on social media more.
Yeah. I'd probably punch like Danny for like $500.
Oh, young Danny?
And never explain it. Because he's a tough guy. And
he'd
like,
think it was hilarious.
Shout out to
oh
Danny Cuneo.
Yeah,
he would love it.
Oh, he and him. Yeah, I must be part of the group. Like, yeah.
He'd say, let's go.
Yeah. Like, sorry, man. Can I say sorry afterwards? Anyway, we should move on. We spent like 20 minutes talking about this.
Yeah, you can say sorry.
Sriracha. It's got fish sauce in it. You know that, Sean?
Yeah, and I don't care. I don't care.
Nothing wrong with fish sauce. I love
Tony calls it sriracha, and it's weird to me when people do that. When they call
sriracha.
It sriracha.
What do you call it? Sriracha?
Sriracha. It's like the Ibiza thing where you're like, maybe, but you know, I'm not going to do that.
You like settle it where people say like pho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pho. I don't know what it is. I say pho.
It's the opposite. Pho is the pho is correct.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
pho is what everyone says.
Yeah. Yeah.
Time for my final pick.
Your final pick.
My final pick. And with my final pick, I'm going to take a chip, like a nice salty tortilla chip with some guac and some sour cream and a little bit of salsa on it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The triangle.
Just a perfect fucking bite. Just like a perfect bite. It's so good. It's a little zesty. It's a little spicy, you know.
Perfect. I think sour cream is underrated.
I think so, too. If it wasn't called sour cream. Because that name turns people off.
Well, you know what's fun? You know what you can do? You get plain Greek yogurt. Tastes the same way.
That's what I've heard. I heard that's like also really good.
Yeah, but it's like better for you too, I think.
If we rebranded it, if we called it like Falcon Dip or...
Yeah.
You know, or like...
Or like Rich Sauce.
Yeah, Rich Sauce. Yeah. God, what would be another good name? The Deacon's Lament.
What about like Salt Whip?
Salt Whip sounds great. Dude. Yeah.
Salt Whip I think would work.
Yeah, I like Salt Whip.
Dude, David Bory Salt Whip sauce?
Uh-huh. I think it sounds
whip
fun.
It.
Which house are we visiting you at? You know, that's the next question.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The Poconos.
I don't even know where the Poconos are. I have no
upstate.
Idea.
Me either.
Give that's
me
when
map,
you say they're upstate and you're always right.
Is it in New York? It's in New York, right?
Could be upstate Maybe. Maryland, upstate. Man,
how about
upstate
you,
Montana.
How about you poke your nose out of my business? How about that?
Hey.
Now that I think of their mountains in I think it's like a woody area in Pennsylvania, New York-y.
I'm looking it up.
The Poconos. Isn't there a song with something with Poconos in it, Sean? Like the
Grub
song
steak.
That you like? Yeah. Grubsteak. That's
Hail
right.
Mary Mallon put out Grubsteak. It's got Poconos in it.
Yep. Yeah. It's in Pennsylvania, the Pocono Mountains.
Nice.
Yeah. So there's that.
Got
yes!
it.
Woo!
Place at the table, baby.
Yes.
Do it.
Fucking knew it. Fuck you, David. I knew it.
Fuck you, Marissa. You didn't believe in me.
Dick. Has anyone ever said that besides you?
I'm sure Marissa's gotten into altercations with people.
Have you ever been in a fight?
You do not need to implicate yourself on this podcast, first of all.
I don't think I've had someone call me a bitch before, and that hurt.
Whoa.
But I think that was like the extent to it. And it was, but we made amends.
You squashed out a friend.
That person was wrong.
He was wrong.
And if you just blink twice, he'll be dead too.
Say the word.
You know what I mean?
Say the word. It looks like Sean's in the basement. He's in an airship circling the Western Hemisphere. And he's in a chopper
looking for his enemies.
He'll drop down here.
This is a loop that I've fooled all of you.
Yeah, he's a looper.
We've become too predictable. Sean recorded this whole podcast in August of 1997.
I sure did.
Yeah.
Back when I was a gentleman's 15. 16, 17. No, I was 15.
I was 10.
Anyway, I think I was 14.
97? I was 13, bar mitzvah year. I was about to be bar mitzvahed.
Wait, a boy. You're Jewish?
100%, bar mitzvah and everything.
Hey. Damn! That's got to be the latest one. That's got to be the latest one of all time.
A chip with guac and salsa on it. Yummy, yummy in my tummy.
And sour cream.
Absolutely. Boy. Or as we call it, salty whip.
Salty whip.
So that's the final pick of the flavors, all fantasy, everything. Just to recap, David.
All right.
Francis got to go dark again.
David Borey, you went first. You won rock, paper, scissors, and you had yourself go first.
Yes, I did.
Now, I would like to point out under a perceived but absent duress.
Perspective is 9/10 of the law.
Perspective is?
you can just throw anything in there. You took,
yeah. Yeah.
What is it? Attorney at Boyer. Attorney at Boring.
You went pussy, mango, peanut butter, steak, and copper.
You put all those on my plate right now. I'm a happy man. I stand by it.
Sean, you went second. You took strawberry, orange chicken, spicy garlic from Buffalo Wild Wings, soy sauce, and sriracha.
Yeah, there's a lot of the same on there.
You're a saucy boy.
Somebody who doesn't like wet food, you had a lot of wet foods.
That whole thing is wet. Even strawberries are wet.
It is. The whole shit was wet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gross.
Wet. I went last. I took tomato sauce and noodles and cheese, mustard and mayonnaise, an orange, a pilsner on a hot day, and a chip with guac, sour cream, and salsa on it.
Hell yeah.
We left some good stuff on the board. I like
big time.
Salted pineapple. Caramel.
Yeah, gravy.
Bacon.
Caramel gravy.
Bubblegum.
Bubblegum.
Bubblegum
flavor?
I like a bubblegum flavored gum. Not really so much anything else, but I just love the flavor of bubblegum.
It is pretty fucking good. It's like a vanilla-y sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
I picked those cayenne pepper flakes from Pizza Hut.
Those are good.
Bacon, ranch.
Yeah, ranch. Ranch
Belgian
on pizza.
Waffle.
Grilled cheese and tomato soup together.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah, the dipping.
Cheddar cheese, like a sharp cheddar on a slice of apple.
Cinnamon toast crunch.
Mozzarella cheese.
Mozzarella.
I had Mountain Dew on there. I didn't know if that would fly or not because I don't know how much I love the flavor, but I love the flavor of Mountain Dew.
What did you say?
Mountain Dew was, I don't know if it was going to work or not. Like, I don't know if I like it enough to stick up for it, but I do love the taste of Mountain Dew.
I wouldn't bark you down on a Mountain. It's less flavor. It's thick. It's too thick for me, ironically.
Mountain Dew is just heavy.
I don't like it either.
Yeah, the viscosity. I'm not here for the viscosity of a Mountain Dew.
What does Zach have to do with anything?
I like a thin soda.
You like a thin soda? What's a thin soda?
I like a ginger ale.
Yeah.
Gross.
Diet Coke is a thin soda.
Any sodas that make me think of alcohol, I can't drink when I'm trying to quench a thirst. So like
is that why you're drinking grape soda right now?
Yeah, it doesn't remind me of
alcohol.
It's
the only thing you haven't mixed with gin.
What kind of soda do you want? Give me about an hour to narrow it down. I don't know if there are any left. Fago Red Pop.
Do you guys have watermelon Shasta?
Dr. Thunder? Do you have any Dr. Thunder?
Do you have any savory sodas?
Faygo makes chocolate soda.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
It's pretty gnarly. And they have cotton candy. Oh, it's gross. You can like feel it. Oh. When you take a drink of that cotton candy soda, it feels like the soda is just boxing your teeth. It's
yeah. Faygo has 4 million flavors.
Yeah, they got a grip, man. Yeah, I recently read a book on ICP about, and the Faygo's mentioned quite a bit.
We want to hear your favorite flavors, all family, for God's sake. We love you. Hit us up at All Fantasy Pod on Twitter. AllFantasyPodcast@gmail.com is our email if you're feeling the urge to email us. Shout out to everyone on the AFE subreddit. Shout out to everyone on the AFE Patreon once again. Thank you so much for holding us down. Shout out to everyone on the Shislackety jabbering away on there. We'll try to pop in more, but last time I went in there, people were well, I won't get into it, but somebody was rude to me.
Somebody was rude to you?
Shh, I'm not even going to mention his name, but somebody tried to pull status on me.
Oh God!
Because this is my world and that's their world. Apparently.
Yeah.
I'm going to beat him to death with a chair. So we'll get to that.
I was born in Shislackety. You barely adopted to
somebody's
it.
Somebody's requested a shout out. If I may be so bold.
I think so.
Be bold.
Now it's going to be in the creepy voice. I apologize. They wanted it in the creepy voice, so it's going to be 1, 2, 3.
You show me this. You request. Show me this email
right there. It's.
I want to see the receipts.
That's it's, from right. SeanSJordan@gmail.com.
It's in my notes.
Yeah.
I'd like to say hi to Natalie from Rob. That's it. Ugh. They're going to be stoked. Thanks.
Thanks for listening. I hope they're stoked.
Can we ban any more requests with that voice? Yeah. Because
yes, yes, we can, Marissa. Yes, we can.
No more. One and done.
One and done. Hashtag it.
If you, Marissa, will you bring it full circle and try to do it?
No. I don't even want to think about it.
This is how she gets into her first fight. Shout out to everyone on the AFE Patreon. Shout out to that voice. Shout out to Saint Sue Carmel. I love you, Matt. What the fuck? Shout out to Ivan if you're listening to this one. Certainly not this far.
Shout out to this polo shirt that I got and these sweatpants that I'm wearing.
Polo shirt, the sweatpants. Yeah. Shout out to like dressing like a kindergartner.
Shout out to the Animal Crossing Slack channel on the Shislackety. Some members there helped me find some items I was looking for.
Big time. What were you looking for?
I was looking for like a poolside chair for my little like spa area for my island.
I got some poolside, the big layout ones.
Yeah.
I got
the fancy looking ones.
I got some of those if you want them too. If you need any more, just let me know. I just got an inflatable pool. We can talk about it later.
Yeah. I am looking for a white computer. If anyone plays Animal Crossing and they have the white desktop computer, please let me know.
I have an eMac right there that's white as the day is long. You want that? It's a white eMac you can have. DVD drive and everything.
A little in sad news, because of Corona, HeadGum is closing the LA studio.
Oh, no.
Yeah. What? In order to remember it, I am recreating it in my Animal Crossing home, in my basement. I'm recreating the LA studio, so I need a white computer for that.
Oh man,
absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are they gonna
a lot of memories
need somebody
in there.
Yeah, really.
Do they need somebody to buy off that kombucha on tap?
I think it was a rental.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the bidet? Same thing, I bet.
Oh,
Bidavid Bori.
Oh yeah, the bidet.
We could call you Bidavid Bori.
Ooh. I don't want that.
I love it enough for both of us, so that's fine.
I don't
like but
David, that. I don't like it at all.
But David, but Dussy, but Dory.
No, too many things that are grundle.
Sean started dancing to that.
Yeah,
fuck yeah! Shout out to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to Haji Beats. Shout out to Masks. Shout out to Marching. Shout out to
donating. Keep donating.
Oh, to donating.
Shout out to
keep
donating for sure.
And keep educating. You know, there's so much stuff to be reading right now. And just take the time, you know?
Absolutely. The book Juggalo. And then after that, move on to actual important stuff.
Don't be silent. Don't let this be like where we get a couple weeks of, you know, doing shit and then it all quiets down again. Be loud.
Yeah, the key is silent,
keep
so you don't have to be.
Keep retweeting. I'm serious. Like, keep everything in your mentions. Keep your story. Keep retweeting. Just stay on it. Like, people need to keep seeing it. Do what you can. Keep donating. Keep talking about it. Keep going to protests. Do what you're doing. It hopefully is working a little bit. So as long as we keep doing it and stay the course, that's all we can do. So we should keep doing it. I just don't want to fucking forget about it. And then a year later, You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
Keep on it. Everybody
and
keep going.
Less important than all of that, tune in again next week for another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Yeah, I picked pussy first.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.